Who is it?
It's me, Snakes. I got the stuff.
Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
All right, Johnny. But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That a fact. How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
He's upstairs taking a bath. He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm going to give you, Snakes. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome to the first episode ever of Potty Mouse. Welcome back. I was going to say
the John and Ivan show as well. That was
but no, this is not the John and Ivan show. The John and Ivan show ended.
It's dead. It's over. Dead.
It died with everybody else in 2016.
It's true.
So welcome to Potty Mouse here.
Woo! Bravo. Bravo.
The inaugural episode.
Well done, the inaugural episode.
New episode under our new lord, dictator, reptilian overlord, Donald Trump. And
praise,
of course, here the crew.
Trump.
Everybody is here today.
We
everybody
are.
Is
all,
here.
All
today.
Of us are here.
Enjoy this. This will be the last time until.
I almost said Johnny Trump.
Like our next president.
Johnny Trump's.
Johnny Trump's.
We got Johnny Trump's. We got Miss Thang.
Hey.
And we got his Holiness here.
Whoop, whoop.
You might know him from the John and Ivan show.
You might. His Holiness also.
Also from the John and Ivan show.
Miss Thang also.
From the John and Ivan show.
Featuring Miss Thang.
So Potty Mouse is. What it's all about now. Woo!
Nice, I like that, man. All
right, guys, come on.
That was pretty smooth. That was pretty smooth.
And now, small time news with Jonathan.
What the hell? We're gonna go right there.
I told you to be ready.
No, you blow your wad.
I'm like chewing on these. Oh, damn it! I got the fucking jalapeno ones again. Fuck.
Yeah. So welcome to 2017. Welcome to the new podcast. You guys excited for 2017? 2016 was a dark. Year for
it was
everybody.
Shit-tastic, man.
Yeah,
it was
glad that
year.
Thing is over.
Right?
It is good to be done with that year.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of dies.
A lot of dies,
people.
I thought I was going to be one of them, thanks to you guys.
You?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was like the beginning.
That was
of,
like
2015.
No, that was 2016.
See, that was a tell of things to come. Though,
yeah.
So.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
died at
oh,
the end of the
shit.
Year.
I did
that was like the beginning
a
of the
little
year,
movie
right?
with these guys for any new listeners, and then they got me sick right that first week of January,
right.
And then
right.
I've been pretty much half dead ever since.
That's right.
But you didn't fully die though. That's
he got
just half of me.
He got pneumonia and.
But did you die?
Arthritis.
But did he? That's the thing. Because his girlfriend was saying, but nah.
Oh, almost did it again.
His girlfriend was saying, nah. Just eat it.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
You already ate like five of them.
Chips.
It's because the bag, both bags are right in front of me.
Don't blame a bag for why you can't eat chips.
And I don't want to call jalapenos, so I'm going to stay away from those.
Jalapenos
thank you for
good.
Turning them.
Just, jalapenos are good.
I'm burning my tongue.
Jalapenos are good on pizza, tacos, hot dogs, sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches.
And cereal.
Sundays.
Ice cream sandwiches and sundaes.
Jalapeno sundae.
Extra vinegar.
Vanilla and chopped up sundaes.
You guys ever had avocado ice cream?
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like avocado don't in like general?
Avocado.
Yeah,
is it any good?
I like it.
I think
it.
That's a weird thing to have as an ice cream flavor.
It is, but it's good. It's got a lot of fat content, so the fat is what makes the ice cream
smooth. Creamy.
So it's really creamy, so it's like... You get the creamy. Oh, this
what
is
happened?
Disgusting.
I was trying to figure out what was stuck in my mouth. Sorry.
dick. Big old dick.
Please continue.
So I want to start off this podcast the way I want to start off this year with some bets.
Oh, yeah.
Bets.
You guys think our new reptilian overlord is going to last the year?
Honestly,
he has to last 4 years.
No, no.
So.
I mean, is he going to make it through 2017?
You mean without somebody trying to kill him
without
or something?
Without something happening? I don't know. He might die. You don't know.
Dude, just imagine how stressed out the Secret Service must be. This has got to be like the most stressful inauguration ever.
They're all probably like SWAT men. They're wearing those like exoskeletons.
They're just going to put a dome
from NASA.
Like, there's going to be a dome over the White House.
It's got to be tough, though, if you're on the Secret Service and, like, regardless of your politics, whatever you believe, to, like, protect the president, you kind of want to feel like, man, I'm protecting somebody that's, like,
that
they feel good about.
Yeah. So you're saying it's going to be an inside job.
No, I'm just saying, imagine if, like, you have to take a bullet or kind of, like, maybe I let this one go. You know what I mean? Like, it's
just, but maybe you take the bullet, but you just like make sure it hits like your leg or arm.
I gotta imagine if let's say if somebody shot at Obama and someone like jumped in front and got shot in his arm or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. The response would be like, oh my god, you're a hero. Trump's like, good. Like, get the fuck out of it. Like the treatment. I just from what I can tell, you can't imagine he's gonna treat them like. Real nice.
Yeah,
I think he would.
You think?
I mean, he's not dead. He's still alive. I think he'd be appreciative.
Maybe. Like he'd have to, because it's like, okay, these are the guys that are watching my.
That's
shit.
True. That's
so I got to treat them right.
That's true.
Or they're gonna kill me. If I was Secret Service, I'd still jump in front of the bullet, because it's like for America, and I died for a president.
That's true.
Doesn't matter what president.
That's
true.
No, that's a good point.
Or if I even die, because I might get shot.
Even the one that's the new president tomorrow. Really?
Because you know what? I'm American.
Wow.
First,
that's honor, man.
Bitch.
It's pretty honorable.
No, so.
Yeah, tomorrow's the inauguration.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So we're recording this on the 19th.
Dark Overlord Reptilian Dictator takes over tomorrow.
Today was his concert, his Make America Great Again
concert. That's right.
Yeah, and it was full of stars.
Three big acts.
Yeah, when was America great in the first place, though?
In the 80s?
Like always?
When Ronald Reagan was president?
All that racist shit.
Yeah,
was
that's what I'm talking about.
The good old days of the
80s. JFK.
JFK. That. You were there?
Lincoln.
We had the
Lincoln. Lincoln was the good old days.
I don't think it was Washington. Good. I don't think America was great when Lincoln was president.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I guess
he made it great again. So Trump is making it great.
Again. Lincoln. But did Lincoln make it great again? He made it great for certain people.
True. Wait.
I think it was better. He made it better.
Making I think America Lincoln made it all right. Again.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, it's cool. You know?
I mean, I think that was pretty notable.
I mean, think about the time he was in, though. So it was great for the time.
United two halves of the country back into one.
Yeah.
Did he, though, really? Good
job. Ended slavery?
Because look at today. I don't think we're united.
No. But right after, there was... No, we weren't ever.
But also, there was only like 100 people back then.
Yeah, because you know, when Lincoln,
it was easier to unite 100
when
people
Lincoln was
than
president,
millions.
He united America, totally wiped out racism, and then Trump brought racism back. Because there was no racism before that.
I mean, he brought him back. He just brought him out of hiding.
People always been racist to me.
You almost said you've always been
I've
racist.
Always been I've always been racist.
I've been trying to be more racist.
You should
as
do
I've
a
older.
Bump
I think
it up.
It's refreshing to
2017.
Be racist,
bump it up because it's going to be like it's not going to be frowned upon.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions. Though,
you'll probably get one of those like medals.
To be more racist.
I try to be more racist. I want to offend
Medal of Valor.
Every like ethnicity.
I gotta increase my offensiveness. Right.
Yeah, I have a bucket.
Yeah, because if you're racist towards everybody, you're not racist towards anybody.
Yeah, our
just an asshole at that point.
Italian Overlord will be handing out fucking medals. Racism.
Two examples of racism.
And with that, with a lot of people dying, a lot of celebrities dying last year, making room for all the new babies that came in for 2017.
Mm-hmm. Do you think those babies are all going to be future stars?
Nah, they're going to be like losers.
Dead zombies because of
just pretty
the
much.
President? What?
Sheep.
But I want to see who's going to make it through 2017. And I got three people up on the wall.
Yeah,
so
three candidates.
Three candidates.
Let's
see who
one.
Makes it, who lasts longer. In case they all three of them go in 2017, who lasts longer, or will they all make it out of 2017? Those three candidates are Vince Scully.
Vince Scully, who's 89.
Tell us who Vince Scully is, Francisco, because you're
Vince Scully is the famous announcer of the Dodgers. He is the oldest and longest running. Announcer for any baseball team. He was with the Dodgers, I forget the number of years, but since they were in Brooklyn he came over from the Brooklyn Dodgers and has been the announcer.
He was
the
roommates
whole time.
With Jackie Robinson.
He's been like everybody.
He wasn't racist.
I remember growing up listening to him with my grandpa. Like, he's been everybody's announcer. And so he just retired last year.
He's not my announcer.
He's not your announcer. He's America's announcer.
It's America,
and he's also your uncle.
No, he's LA's announcer.
Yeah, he's also my uncle. No. Yeah, he's everybody's uncle. No, if you grew up in Los Angeles,
everybody's uncle Vince Scully.
If you grew up in Los uncle Angeles, Vin. But even if you didn't, if you grew up in Los Angeles or you're a fan of baseball, you know who Vince Scully is. And because he just retired, people have been asking the question, like, how
did he retire?
He retired last year.
Oh, that's right.
So he's 89 years old, and you know, a lot of what kept him like alive and sharp was baseball. So there's always been the question, when you retire from the thing you love, what do you do? And mm-hmm. so it's a good one for the Deadpool. You so die. This is the Deadpool, right? This We're trying Deadpool. To figure out who's going to last longer. Will Vin Scully be make it through the end of
2017? Will he make it to the end of 2017?
We'll see.
We'll see. And our candidate number two is Stan Lee.
That's right.
Ooh, Marvel's
going up there.
Moneymaker.
Going so you want,
up there. He is up there.
Marvel, in case you guys aren't comic book fans, don't know who Stan Lee is, he pretty much created all of the Marvel Universe. Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Hulk, Captain, he didn't create Captain America, but he made Captain America cool again. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everybody that's in the movie right now, it's all Captain Lee's. He's Captain Lee. Marvel is Captain Lee. He's the one who created a lot of them, including Fantastic Four, but they've been having shitty movies. Mm-hmm. And he is 94 years
Damn.
Old.
Jesus.
So he's
that guy's
he's
active.
He's getting ready.
Busy, right?
Getting ready.
Yeah. He's got a full.
Yeah he's full actually. Play. He used to do a lot of cons, and he's actually like slowing down this year because he's getting tired.
Oh, that's not a good.
So
sign.
And even Marvel Studios actually had him film a lot of his cameo because you know he's always in a cameo in pretty much all the movies. They actually have, I think, done already like four or five cameos like
no way.
Beforehand because they're feeling like, just in case.
He could be dead and like, he could still have
So they'll have those cameos already ready. I think it's like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, probably Infinity Wars. I think the Spider-Man's already coming out, but so they already know he's pushing it.
And also your uncle, right?
Stanley? Yeah, he's also your uncle. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
did you lose your...
That doesn't sound good for him.
What?
I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I was feeling pretty
good. Is that
good
a weird echo or something? Did you hear that?
No. Well, feedback, special effects.
Okay, sorry. I'm tripping.
You are?
My ear was like,
I thought you were
making weird
because I'm happy. Because I'm happy. All right. And our third candidate is Betty White. At the white rage of 95.
Hot.
Miss Stang, you want to tell us who Betty White is?
I saw naked
pictures don't know.
Betty White is one of the oldest.
Hold on.
Betty White is one
hold
of
on.
The Stang's contemporaries.
Yes.
Hold on. You said Betty White has naked pictures?
Yeah, from when she was modeling like in her 20s. She actually looked pretty good naked, yeah.
In the 20s or when she was 20?
Within 24 hours, she's going to be spanking it to old Betty White pictures.
Oh, Betty White. I saw this and I'm like, this is so weird because I'm looking at it and I see naked, you know, attractive woman, but I keep seeing Betty White's like now face.
That's kind
of it gave me a semi, you know? Really? It was like confused. It was like
you're
a half
like,
chub.
It was like... You're like,
I was like, I didn't know what to do with it.
Just trying to push it back in.
I was like, what is happening here? You make up your mind.
Trying to tape it back down.
So Miss Thang, go ahead, continue.
So yeah, Betty White is actually one of the oldest working actors in Hollywood right now. Currently, mm-hmm. I don't know if she's the oldest though, but she's pretty up there. But I mean, she's been in everything from movies and radio in the 1940s up to big TV shows in the 70s. Also, a famous Golden Girl. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember what her name was in Golden Girls?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
Rose.
Meg White.
Meg White.
Meg Rose.
Rose, that's right. And then more recently, she was on, what the fuck's that show?
Twin Peaks.
No.
Twin Peaks.
Anyway, she had another hit show.
Hello, Cleveland or something like that?
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, something Cleveland.
Yeah.
Recently, she was in the Moms or something. No, it wasn't Moms. What the hell? It was like with Louis Marie Dreyfus or whatever. Didn't they do one?
I don't know. Like a radio thing? But anyway, she's like way up
hot
there.
Hot in Cleveland. That's what it was.
Yeah, Hot in Cleveland. That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
What did I already say? Said that.
Oh. What was the other one you were saying? Golden Girls?
Golden Girls. She was on
Mary
Tyler Moore than Rhoda also, right? Didn't it spin off into Rhoda? Didn't she do it? Mm-hmm. Or? Yeah.
Was she? No, she wasn't.
Okay. Not on Rhoda?
I'm so bad. Is she the one with the murder she wrote?
No.
No.
Oh, right?
That's
they have that similar old white lady face.
Yes, they do have that.
And curly
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony. Good old Susan B. Anthony. She's also on a coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also Betty White's my uncle, too.
Oh, yeah. See?
But, there you go.
But so, anyways, what is it? 6 degrees of people.
Stars. Yeah. So, for Miss Holiness. Miss Holiness.
Miss Holiness.
His Holiness is going to put together a little.
I'll put together a little thing. Yeah.
So you guys can vote.
No, it's what's it called?
Google. A poll.
A poll thing. And we'll post it on our Facebook page and we'll get all you guys to sign off on it and tell us what you think. So, do you think it's going to be Vin Scully, the announcer, who is retired from the thing he loves? Is it Stan Lee, who's starting to slow down a little bit?
Does Vin Scully have a wife?
Yes.
He does have a wife.
He's dead then.
Mulder.
He's dead then.
Mulder. Or
wait,
is it?
No, it's Mulder Fox.
Scully and Mulder. Yeah.
Wait, fuck, I fucked up.
Betty White? Is it Betty White Ludden? Oh man, I didn't know her last name.
Betty White Ludden.
Ludden. But anyway, that's Betty or Betty White. So what's interesting is all three of them live in Los Angeles too. So
we don't really.
Yeah.
So we could go to the funerals. Hills.
Stan Lee is up in. I think he lives up in the Malibu Hills area.
Nice.
Excelsior. Hello, Taylor Joyce.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty even competition there, too. Yeah,
it is, too. So the ages are 89-year-old Vin Scully, 94-year-old Stan Lee, or 95-year-old Betty White, who just turned 95 just a few days ago.
95. And all three of them are like in that kind of downward kind of phase of like getting away, retired, doing anything.
And having said that, I want to give a big old RIP to Miguel Ferrer.
He's passed away today.
Passed away.
I don't know who that is.
Dude from RoboCop, Twin Peaks.
That's why you're bringing.
We were just talking about fucking. So that's one. So two more have to go.
Oh, that's true.
Will it be two of these lovely group here?
Hey, can we place our bets on it? Do we want to say who we think?
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to go with Betty White outliving both, and Stan Lee dies first.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
I was going to say the same, but Vin dies first.
You think?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to go with the dark horse of the group and say Betty White goes first, and Vin Scully outlives them all.
Wow.
I'm going to say Stan Lee dies first, and Betty White outlives them all.
Same as that.
Yeah. You know why I think Betty White's going to go? She's getting a lot of attention and like, oh, she turned 95. Oh, my God.
But she's been getting a lot of attention for the past few years, though.
Well, especially 2016, because everyone kept saying, don't die at the end there. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, right? Like, you're so old.
Give
I hope
me some
you
money
die.
For commercials, out there.
Yeah. She also has a Guinness World Record for the longest female career actor.
For the longest female orgasm.
No, female career in entertainment. I think 75 years, going strong.
Wow.
So, wow, that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
And now on Big Time Moves, Small Town. Damn it! Let's try this again. Come on,
take two.
Big Town
Moves. By the way, 6 seconds. I said you'd get like 12 seconds.
Damn it!
You're all looking at me.
So
all right, let's try it again.
Big Towns. No. Big.
Write it down.
Big news. Small town.
Big news. Small town.
All right.
Big news, comma, small town. You ready? Here we go.
One more time.
No pressure.
You're in the helicopter.
And now on, damn it! And now on, big news, small town. Coming out of damn it! All right, one more time. Third time's a charm.
Sir, we're running out of gas for the helicopter.
I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna take my jacket off.
Sir, we're running low on fuel. We gotta land the helicopter soon.
Here we go. I assume I'm ready.
Are you ready? You sure?
Big news, small town.
All right, go.
And now on Big News Small Town. Our next story from Exeter, New Hampshire. Squirrel trips breaker causes blackout. Thousands left without... Damn, where's my voice going? Thousands left without power. Fuck, I can't do this segment.
Yes, you can. Here we go.
Fourth time's a charm. And now for our next story out of Exeter, New Hampshire. Squirrel trips breaker causes blackout for thousands. Is this the work of a lone squirrel man or is this the... Fuck! I cannot do this.
All right, that's good.
All right, so, okay.
Next story.
No, I want to tell you this.
All right, so tell us what happened. Start over.
In Exeter, New Hampshire. Uh-huh. Maybe I should just try that like at home, and I'll just keep sending new clips of that.
I think you should just do the open old-timey and then just get into it.
And just go right into it, yeah. All right, so Exeter, New Jersey. Exeter, New Hampshire.
Dude, I would love if you were actually on the news.
That would be a terrible host. Squirrel trips a breaker, causes it to melt. And the small town has...
Did the breaker turn and go, hey, what are you doing?
the town is left without power for about five hours. So I saw this in a random-ass article from Exeter, New Hampshire. And the whole time, I just kept thinking it was a really short article, but I just kept thinking, you know, what happened to the squirrel?
Yeah.
Then it's like, what, did he die? Like, why, you know, what was he trying to eat the breaker? Like, what was the squirrel doing? It's a weird squirrel. But I even, like, zoomed in on the picture because it has, like, everything's like melted, and I was trying to see if I see like parts of the squirrel on there or something like that. But so I don't know. I'm gonna write them, see if they'll.
You're gonna write them.
I say, tell me that. Are we able to call Exeter, New Hampshire right now? Just anybody in Exeter, New Hampshire, like a Walmart or something that would be
open.
Yeah,
sure.
We should call them right now and ask them about this.
Ask them about the squirrel.
Yeah,
let's do it.
They would be open 24-hour Walmarts.
Let me see if
in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
it's Exeter, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
yeah,
college.
Exeter, New Hampshire.
Go for it.
All right, I don't know how to do this. Right, we're
keep going.
It out.
Keep going.
Okay, okay.
What is it called?
Exeter.
Exeter. It's Exeter.
It's Exeter.
You've been there?
Me?
Oh, no, okay. I've heard of it. I know
it.
You've heard of it? Yeah.
So it's
a real city, at least. That's a good start.
It's a real city.
It's a real place.
Yeah.
It's real. Google recognizes it. Yeah.
Let's find out.
I'm on Exeter, New Hampshire's homepage. Founded in 1638. Golly.
Yeah, it's old
history.
It's old town.
Contact us. Yes, I'm going to call the city right now and leave a message.
Do we want to leave a message or actually talk to somebody?
You should call like a Walmart, like you said, or something like that.
Oh,
ask
okay.
Them, ask them if they
well, you're going to do this because this is your...
No, man.
Or
already,
a donut shop. I'll
do
it if you don't
myself?
Do it.
Yeah, you do it. I'm not going to be able to
or
do
a donut shop. Anything that would be open.
Right.
Because they would have lost their power during that those 5 hours.
How am I going to call them?
Supposedly.
On your phone?
No, they're not out of power now.
No,
Skype. Just call it from Skype.
I don't Skype have Skype.
Call. How did we do that last time?
Yeah, how do
Google
we?
Hangouts? Oh, no, Facebook. We were friends. We did through Facebook chat.
We don't have another plug-in right there? We can just plug in a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it. Let me try. Hold on.
I have another
well, as you're trying to figure that out, so I'll go with the next one.
Uh-huh.
Now, this one is also, all three of these little stories are from New Hampshire.
What the fuck?
The next one is called... And now, out of King, New Hampshire, Robin Hood Parking Meter Group. So now these guys, apparently they're called the Robin Hoods Parking Group. They're like an activist group. And what they're doing is they're going around the town and they're paying for people's parking meters when they go out.
Oh,
so, you know, that's cool. That's nice.
Cool.
But the cops aren't having it. They're not enjoying that. They're saying it's bad for the city. So they're actually...
Why, because they're black?
No, these are like super white guys. They're like three of them are gingers.
Exeter, there's no black people left.
No, this is in Keene.
Oh, you know a lot about Exeter.
This is in Keene.
Oh, it's even worse in Keene.
Yeah, this is in Keene. Three of them are gingers. One of them has like a Jew fro and everything. Like, it's really crazy.
We don't say that anymore.
Was it Brandon?
We don't.
So, and the crazy thing I thought, or the thing I thought that was funny about that story is that they actually went to court and they're fighting and they have, you know, there's a prosecutor going against them.
It's become a thing.
It's become a thing. And it's funny because they won the one of the first cases they won.
Who did?
And the Robin Hood group.
All right.
So the cops have to stay 50 feet away from them when they're going around putting coins. Like, I guess the cops kept approaching them and now they have a 50-foot buffer zone so that the cops can harass them while they're doing that. What I thought was the funniest part of the whole thing was that they name it. There's three parking meter maids. That's it. It's three cops that are, you know, filling out the citations.
Right.
So I'm just thinking like, this is crazy. Like, does that mean there's like four parking meters in the whole town or something like that? Because if these guys were like in LA or something, could you imagine if they're trying to pay for people's shit in LA?
Oh, they would.
Oh, they'd go broke in no time. Plus, it's like those parking meters are like fucking like $3 for an hour.
They take credit cards now.
So, that's true. Yeah, they do. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the next one, I actually have to read this one.
Guys, relax.
It's hot. In here. It's hot. In here.
Relax. Take a breather, man.
Calm down. God.
And the next one.
Small town big news with Jonathan.
I'm just going to read this one because I thought the way it was worded in the article, I thought was pretty hilarious. So let's see if I can pull it up.
You're a funny guy though, man.
Is that an insult? Sarcasm? Okay, so this one is coming out of Hollis, New Hampshire. I was stuck on New Hampshire last night for a while.
Oh, yeah, Hollis. Yeah, right.
You know that place too.
There's a
traveler. You're a world-renowned traveler.
Uh-oh. Who did we lose?
Uh-oh.
What happened to my mic?
Jonathan.
There you go. I hear you.
Hello? Right,
there you are.
There you go.
That was weird. Okay, so this one's coming out of Hollis, New Hampshire. And it says, I'm just going to go with what it starts off with. I thought the first line I thought was hilarious. It says, imagine relaxing in your home and seeing a drone flying near your window.
Hot.
That's exactly what police in Hollis, New Hampshire are investigating. That alone, I thought was okay.
So there's a guy.
Apparently, it's not funny, you guys. But I thought that was funny.
No. Well, because we
I'm like when someone's like imagine, and then they start going. I'm expecting more of a buildup. Like imagine being at your home. You hear this sound. You don't. You know, just kind of a buildup. And it's like imagine relaxing in your home, and you see a drone flying at your window. It's like that's your whole starter right there.
You're talking too fast.
Sorry.
Let's recap for the listeners. So in this article here you're reading,
yes,
there's a man in his room. He looks out the window, or he looks out the window.
Yes.
And there's a drone.
Yes.
Outside his window.
Yes.
That was the news of the day.
That was the news of the day there.
A goddamn drone?
Yeah, and then they even interviewed the man.
A goddamn... That goddamn drone, not fuck with.
So
what? Nobody knows about what the drone was all about and shit.
They were just like, "What the fuck?" And they moved on.
It's a fucking drone.
Is that for real? Is that real?
Outside my window.
He just likes to state. I think we're gonna make sure our curtains are all drawn from now on.
So it's a peeping Tom drone.
Yes. Probably, it's or you know, somebody drone. Just doesn't. Peeping some drone. Kid was driving it. Just didn't really know.
Now
how
I
want to
get a drone
really well.
And go to all these small towns and just hover it like in front of windows.
I think it was
definitely
intentional.
The news. You would make the front page. I'm pretty sure.
What did you say?
That was for sure intentional. Yeah. That wasn't some like accident. Right. Like, oh, I didn't.
Jonathan,
know.
You already have your phone out. So we are going to revert back to Exeter. And there is no Walmart in Exeter, but there is a tavern that is open now.
Oh, even better.
Called Tavern at the River's Edge.
Better.
It closes at 12 o'clock in the midnight, which is about 20 minutes from now. East Coast time.
Perfect.
Nice. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Oh, no. Danny's doing it.
What? Well, no, you don't want to do it?
I mean, that's that guy that's across the street. Miss Thing.
Miss Thing.
You got to plug in his phone either, right? Anyways, right?
Yeah, you got to plug it. You want to call on
like,
my phone.
You can do it like this, right?
Yeah.
Put it on speakerphone. Put it up to the microphone. We don't have to plug it in.
Ready? Just ask him.
All right. 603.
Is your power running?
Hold on.
Is your power?
Is your fridge running? You better go catch it.
Because I heard some wild squirrel was knocking over.
This episode is going to be edited.
Transformers.
Guys.
No.
What is it? 1603?
Yep.
Okay.
772.
973.
8679. 93. 5309. 93. Johnny. You know it's a good tavern
because you got 2.5 stars. All right. That's big time for that town.
You can do that?
Get it.
Mostly one stars.
Get it up close.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Oh, shit.
Well, then he should
do
it.
That's what I'm going to give him the phone. You just hit dial. And then
what are we just doing on speaker?
Yeah. Just hold it up to the mic or whatever.
We should get like a burner phone.
I know, right?
We should get a burner phone.
You can ask about the squirrel?
The powder outage.
What's this place called?
Power
outage. Tavern at the River's Edge.
No
laughing. Want me to mute everybody else?
T-Star, they closed early. This sounds like they closed early.
That's a good
20
point.
20 minutes are closing. They're probably
20
not
minutes,
answer the phone.
Yeah.
Can you find anything else open there? Maybe a hotel?
Let me see.
You're calling the tavern at River's Edge. We are not here to take your call. Please leave a message.
Hold on,
we will get back to you. And be sure to check out our Facebook page and our website for daily updates. Thank you. Have a great day.
This is Kurt, your new Budweiser distributor. Got an order here for 35 kegs. We're delivering tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. I just wanted to make sure I had the right address. Give a call back.
God, Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're going to get a call at 6:30 East Coast time. You're going to get a call at 3 in the morning, dude.
Oh, man.
You should answer and be like, yeah, I'm right outside.
They're probably listening. They're like cleaning up right now, listening to the message. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 33 Water Street.
Hey, Kevin, do you order 35 pet cakes of beer?
Is there nothing else open there right now?
I'm looking. Everything
God damn.
Closes at 11.
It sounds
11.
Like you're trying to call Santa Margarita.
Like a hotel.
I'm
or
looking.
A motel.
Szechuan Tastes? No.
That's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a
restaurant. I'll place an order.
Szechuan Tastes. Uncle, what the movie?
It's a tiny little town.
Fuck a square either.
What's the population there?
7.
I don't know.
7.
It's like Lincoln.
It was a family squirrel that caused all that.
He killed the whole town. The squirrel's on a murder rampage. Well, in the meantime, something else that we wanted to do on this show was try and get some actual celebrities on the show. You know, do some interviews.
Kumite.
Right?
Kumite.
Kumite. Yeah. And having mentioned that, I think, anyways, was that's American Ninja, right? Is that it? Right?
No, it's
a total different person.
Is it? Oh, fuck.
You failed.
But we recently started talking about American Ninja.
Yeah. America!
Ivan's a fan. He has the whole, he celebrates the whole catalog.
Yeah. 1 through 5.
And then we started thinking, wouldn't that be pretty kick-ass to have Michael Dudikoff on?
Yeah.
Woo. The American Ninja.
The Cough.
Right? The Cough.
Yeah.
So we actually thought, you know what? Let's reach out to Michael Dudikoff. We tried to find him. Turns out he's kind of hard to find information on, and I couldn't get an IMDb Pro account going. So,
you kidding?
No. Every time I would do it, I like say, "Error."
I like, "No, we don't fucking know who you are."
No. Who's this guy? Nah. Nah.
You have an IMDb Pro.
I do. Yeah, I don't. Someone started it, though. I don't know who the fuck did that.
Oh, someone else started it?
Yeah. Wait,
who has
That's
one?
Interesting.
It was Mr. Thing.
It was Mr. Thing.
What?
Oh, you think?
No,
I'm going to go there. So anyways, we reached out to the Koff with a little message, just inviting them on to Potty Mouths, a future episode. You guys haven't heard this yet, so this will be news to you. I'll just read to you what we wrote. Hi, Michael. I'm Miss Thing. I'm one of four hosts of a new podcast called Potty Mouths, and we record in the LA area. We are recording our first show tomorrow night. The emphasis of the show is talking about our favorites of TV, film, and pop culture. We recently got to talking about what huge fans we are of American Ninja and thought, what if we could interview Michael Dudikoff on our show? Then we laughed at what a long-shot pipe dream that would be, which was soon followed by, what the hell, why not at least give it a shot? So here I am reaching out to you. We really are huge fans of you and your work and would love the opportunity to have you on our show sometime soon. In all honesty, we'd spend about an hour fanboying out over your career and what you're currently working on. So if you're still reading this at this point, one, holy crap, that's amazing. Two, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you and your schedule to make this happen. Three, in studio would be incredible, but we can also make it happen by Skype or another technological wonder. Four, if you require a bowl of green-only M&Ms before agreeing to talk to us, consider it done. Bags of money, you say? Well, if you accept Monopoly currency, then you got it. If you have any questions or would like more information, feel free to contact me here or by phone. In the meantime, four nerdy guys in LA will be waiting with fingers crossed for any form of a reply from you, which in itself would be golden.
Wow.
I gotta say, His Holiness, your duties on the show just got lighter.
I know. He
writes a great email.
I'm retiring. Ching! I'm out of here.
He writes a great email. And one of the things that with Mr. Dudikoff, because he was an American Ninja, he was an actual martial artist. One of his big things, I don't know how long ago this was. Everybody's familiar with the Gracies here.
Mm-hmm.
Jiu-Jitsu, the Gracies, family.
World famous.
He was saying that he could kick, I don't know if it's Royce Gracie.
Royce with the R.
Royce Gracie.
There's no H in there.
They're Brazilian.
That's Portuguese. The way
they say Portuguese. There you go.
Royce.
Spit it out, Junior.
He was saying that he could kick their ass.
All right.
That's fucking, those are big words.
Here's the Koff calling him out.
I mean, with a man who's got history in both fighting martial arts and in Hollywood, Michael Dudikoff. Michael, thanks for taking time to speak with us today. What brings you here to the big event?
Well, Horian, of course, Hoist, the family. The only thing I'm upset about is that I looked over there at the family tree and I didn't see my name. So I'm going to have to call up, find Hoist and choke him out myself.
What?
Just got to find him, though. So other than that, though, let's get off that subject because I really am upset about it. So let's talk about something.
We can get markers and fix that later, just between you and I.
Yeah.
So, what is your background in martial arts? Obviously, you've done action films, you've done comedy films like Bachelor Party. Into jiu-jitsu and other art forms. What are the martial arts that you've studied in your life so far?
I like Aikido. It was what I really started out using your opponent's strength. I worked a lot with Mike Stone, Tadashi Yamashita, great guys. But really, grappling is really where.
Yeah. So there you go. He's calling out Hoist Gracie, saying I'm gonna get all of them. Myself and choke him out.
That's balls. That's right there.
He has a lot. He studied a lot of art, so maybe he can.
I'm not doubting it. I just that's pretty big.
But he said
right
he took Aikido, so maybe a little him and Steven Seagal warm up.
Now, how long ago was this?
I don't know. What's the year on that?
That would have been like late '80s.
This was 2010, so I don't know if that's accurate.
What?
This video.
He's older in this
video.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So,
and how old's Hoist now?
Oh, I found shit to 7.
You know what? That would be great to see like a kind of middle-aged MMA.
We did see that with
Is that a thing already?
Was it Kimbo Slice and
Kimbo.
What's his name?
What you talking about?
Ken Shamrock.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty old dudes and they were fighting each other.
Obviously, like 80s martial artists fucking going toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
Like fucking
in a movie?
Van Damme. No, in real life.
Oh, shit.
Like celebrity matches, that'd be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Let's start that, guys.
Here we go.
Celebrity matches.
Celebrity fights.
Steven Seagal versus Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That'd be badass.
You know what this is?
American Ninja?
I never saw the intro.
I don't think I've seen the whole movie together.
See, I think if Trump would have used this as his like his song, his campaign song, I think he would have brought America, you know, closer together.
He should have had Michael Dudikoff at the fucking
dude.
Thing.
How dope would that have been?
Like doing some fucking Aikido like move,
flying in all.
And I'm like, yes, that's my president.
So, Mr. Dudikoff, if you listen to this episode,
yes, Mr.
We'd love to have you on.
We would awesome. Love it.
Fantastic.
And also, I just want to add. I mean, well, if I have to come pick you up. Or if you
whatever
want, if you want to take over the show and make it happen at your favorite, you know, little yeah, little pub point. Bar, yeah. Whatever,
you tell us what you want.
We could have what's it called, a little dressing room for you,
a little green room for you.
What's it called, the trailer,
makeup, a little trailer, a little honey makeup. Wagon, your little honey wagon action.
Yeah.
Get yourself a trailer,
prostitutes,
whatever you want,
whatever you want.
Coke, really.
Coke, you know.
Drugs,
blow
alcohol,
everything. Not actual blow drugs, but like the blow pops, candy, just to kind of
blow jobs,
blow jobs.
Yeah. You know,
Francisco's got that.
Nope.
So yeah, that'd be awesome if you can come on the show.
Speaking of Michael Dudikoff, one of the great things so the movies that he made, if you guys watch, were the American, what was it called, American Ninja, right?
American Gladiator.
I was thinking I almost said American Taser. Ninja Warrior because of the show, whatever. Which is apropos because we are.
Excuse me. What
apropos?
No, apropos? No, that's French. Too fancy. That's too what fancy. Is it?
The show's in English in America.
Why did you fuck say appropriate? God damn it.
All bilingual.
I'm
going
to use the Ivan word. Segway.
Apropos.
Apropos. No, it's
is
because.
Is that like a new like cool kid thing?
It's not new. It's been around since.
Like LOL? The apropos?
Yeah.
Is that what they type now?
Oh, really? That's what
apropos.
That is?
Apropos.
No, oh, okay.
Not at all. That's
I was like,
not,
don't use that.
Don't use it.
If it is.
No. So
you should tell your brother about it and get him to start using it. Apropos.
Really?
Takes a picture. Apropos.
It's appropriate. I think it's a short. I don't know if it's an actual word or a shorthand.
There you go. Like they take pictures of shoes and they go apropos.
Jesus.
Hashtag apropos.
There you go.
Okay.
If you start seeing that come up on fucking social media,
you know where it
media,
came from.
You
know
right
where
it
started.
Here, right here.
Started right here.
Keep smiling. Apropos. Very appropriate.
Hey, this sure is apropos.
It's very appropriate for a particular situation. Apropos, that's what it is. But anyway, Michael Dudikoff and American Ninja is a great is apropos because I wanted to talk a little
sorry,
bit about
what?
apropos because
yo, American Ninja's apropos.
It's pretty no the for the what I'm about to say, which I'll get to at one of at some point. So American Ninja Warrior, something that came out recently, people have been really back into this like 1980s game shows, kind of American Gladiator style. And it got me thinking, you know, there's a lot of stuff about the 80s that I love. You know, some of the things in the 80s, like some of the movies you remember from the 80s, some of the commercials, the toys, they were awesome, off the chain. And like, just, I was like, oh man, remember when this and remember that. And, but then I started thinking, there's also stuff about the 80s that if we did it again today, we would like you would never get away with it. And so but the more you think about that, the more stuff comes up. So I just had a couple of examples of shit that happened in the 80s that would never happen today. And I wanted to ask the listening audience, because I'm thinking about, this is our first episode, I'm thinking about even doing a small segment on trying to find shit that we did in the 80s or growing up, not just the 80s, wherever people grew up, 80s, 90s, that was appropriate then or somehow got on TV that would never fly today. So just a couple off the top of my head. If you guys ever watched one of the movies that I loved in the 80s was a series called Short Circuit. There was, I think, one, two, and it was all about Johnny Five. Was it two?
Yes.
Yeah, it felt like more. But all right. So there's a series of two. And I forget the actor's name, but it's a white guy. And the whole movie, growing up, I thought that was an Indian guy. I was like, oh, this Indian guy. It wasn't until much.
Wait, the main dude was an Indian?
You know the guy, like, hey, Johnny Five,
yeah.
He's a white guy that they painted brown. And I was like,
wow.
What the heck?
That is
did
crazy.
You know that?
Yeah.
I just found that out. I was like, what
I didn't know
the
that.
Heck? So I was thinking about, would you ever think about today having a black character be like, oh, we'll just paint this.
Oh, it's Fisher. It's Fisher Stevens.
Who?
Fisher Stevens.
I don't know who that is.
He plays a lot. And back in the day, he plays a lot of characters like that.
Like, oh, was he like a character?
Yeah. He was. He was. He's in the guy in Hackers. Remember Hackers, the movie?
Yes.
He was the one that was working for the security company. He was like the guy. He's like, you don't use passwords like God, love, and whatever.
I don't remember, but that's an awesome
Bible and peace.
And he was also in Super Mario Brothers.
No, we're the Mario. Was it the hip hop one? Remember that? We're the Mario Brothers, and we're here to say no.
John Leguizamo and
somebody's gonna get that reference.
Steve Guttenberg was in it too.
Well, yeah, what's his name? Did it in a comedic sense or in a comedic way? fucking, what's his name? Iron Man. I can't remember his real name, but I remember he's Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder.
And then but that was like, that was for fun. That was for comedy. Right.
I'm talking about there was like legit things that people did.
Wasn't there like a movie though with, what's your name? She's hot. She has long black hair.
There's a lot of hot that came out of the 80s, man.
Angelina Jolie. Uh-huh. Didn't she like play like a Puerto Rican or something? Or, like recently? They had her play like Hispanic, and there was like a big thing about that because she like
recently?
She got like tanned. Recently as in like the past 10 years.
Was that in a
That's not really recently.
That movie Salt? Was it? Was it that
Salt?
Movie?
No, Salt. She was like a secret agent or something. I never watched the movie. I haven't really seen a movie with her since. Probably Salt. Actually, I don't think it's Salt.
But
yeah. Anyways,
I don't remember. But yes.
Yeah.
So, but today.
But see, that's controversy. Right. Before
it was happening just all the time. There was another movie.
What's the worst example you can say right now?
The one you're gonna say, I think. There was like one of the whitest actors ever.
C. Thomas Howell.
Look him up. Super white. Played an African American black guy going to college, right? Or something like that. And the movie was called.
Soul Man.
I haven't seen this movie, but I'm sold.
Dude, you haven't seen Soul
Man. I want to see this.
It was actually pretty good. I haven't seen it.
Do
you want to give the premise? I'm going to see if I can find a clip.
I don't even know if I totally remember the premise now. Didn't he try to get a college scholarship? He went to like an all black college or something like that, right?
But he couldn't get the scholarship, so he had to pretended to be black. Soul Man?
Soul Man.
I'm a soul man.
I'm going to try to see if I can find a clip.
Dude, that movie was a hit. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
C. Thomas Howell, played a character, Mark Watson, has been accepted to Harvard Law School, but his dreams are dashed when his parents withdraw financial support. In desperation, he chemically darkens his skin to win a full scholarship intended for black students. The results are a series of comic misadventures.
Oh, I love the 80s.
Comic misadventures, where do you go? Including romantic entanglements that exploit stereotypes. Suddenly, in a bout with his whatever, we'll watch this. Child
in him. Oh, shut up, Dorothy. Son,
this is the trailer.
It was great, Dad.
Yes, this is when his parents were like pulling his support.
Okay,
I'm gonna fast forward it to who gave you that when he's
fast forward to the part where his girlfriend he pulls his pants down and his girlfriend realizes he's not really black.
Does that really happen?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, wow, must have been a great scene.
Oh, dang it. Come on, internet.
Count and used it.
Man.
No,
it's taking forever.
Fucking internet.
But anyway, but like, there was all this shit that would happen. Here it goes. This is.
Well, Francisco figures that out.
Go for it. Another one.
What beloved character did Thomas C. Howell play?
No, I don't know.
He was in the movie The Hitcher.
Besides that. No, not that one. The other one.
The one of three.
Come on, man. Everybody was in there. Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise.
Oh, Red Dawn.
No.
Fuck. Thank you, sir.
Patrick Swayze was Red Dawn, right?
Yeah. Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise. Emilio Estevez.
Outsiders?
Outsiders. There you go. He was Pony
Boy. That's right. I forgot he was in there.
He was Pony Boy.
Yeah. Good memory, dude.
Wow, Ralph Macchio. He's like, stay gold, pony upon my fucking back. Bart. Sure to save them back, goddamn kids.
Here's another clip of the trailer. I'm going to see if this one has any racist comments. It's just a trailer, but I suspect there'll be some racist comments. Here we go.
So right now, we want some racist people.
I know, right? Going to get into
Harvard. It's going to be great. These are the 80s, man. It's the Cosby decade.
All it took was a little soul.
I'd like you to meet my good friend, Kareem Abdul-Ali.
We got Washington here on a coin toss, so he'll take Leon.
That's Watson.
Right. Sorry, Marcus.
Yeah, there may be a problem here. Your roommate was a,
what?
A black Negro.
A black Negro?
You know, there's something really strange about you, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, God, is she beautiful? You gotta believe me.
You must have learned a great deal more than you bargained for.
Tell her I'm white.
Don't tell her you're white!
What's going on?
Can we blame him for the color of his skin?
Mom, Dad, I'm black.
Mark Watson.
Come on now!
From the producer of Risky Business, Soul Man. He didn't give up. He got down.
You really think the Beach Boys, man?
That's a great bumper sticker.
Wow, I am totally watching this tonight.
Dude, doesn't that sound like a freaking... Doesn't that sound like a gag reel or something like that? Yeah. That's not real. Sounds, that can't be real. That is a real movie.
Sounds like a spoof
that
trailer.
Is a real movie from 19, what was it, 80? I forget where
I'm
it was.
Say I'm like 88.
88 or something like that. But I'm like, dude, imagine if you would do anything like that today. What the hell would happen to that movie? So I don't know how. And that wasn't, I mean, I guess it was a long time.
When was White Chicks done? White Chicks?
That was in the
that was late 90s.
Well, that's 90s? Okay because that's black people, dude. Right. Yeah, it's the other way around. It's
white face.
Yeah, it's white face. You can do white face.
I'm trying to figure out when all the dates were. So Soul Man came out.
I want to see that movie done, but with like
78.
With,
oh, stat.
With early early 90s.
Wait, did you say 78?
78.
Oh, that's a song.
Never yeah, mind. No way.
Soul Man is probably 78.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie done with early 90s Jim Carrey.
Soul Man with...
Hey, brother!
Like Ace Ventura, like yeah. Black Ace Ventura.
Oh, no, Black Ace Ventura. Black
oh, my God, that would be fantastic.
And great. it's When Nature Calls, but he's actually in a white neighborhood and he's Black Ace Ventura.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We should make that.
Hey.
Well, you can't. It's not the 80s anymore.
Oh, right. That's true.
But anyway, yeah. So if you guys have suggestions or you guys know of a movie that was like... You would never get away with these movies today. It could be a TV show. It could be a commercial. It could be a clip. I'm going to try to bring one of these to every one of our shows where we reflect back on what shaped America today. And I think it's funny. It's apropos again. Because we're,
y'all thought the laces are apropos.
It's pretty interesting, right? Today we're talking about racism, or a lot of people are talking about racism and the Trump Trump inauguration is tomorrow.
You keep saying now. We're always talking about racism.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's in the media a lot more. And, you know, now that Trump is in office, everyone's talking about racism.
Next 4 years is going to be all racism.
Well, that's like the buzzword right now is racism, right? So it's interesting, like, how racist
would you be able to go out into the street and go, racism? And would people look at you, or you think they'd just ignore it?
They're going to think you're racist.
I think they're racist for saying racism.
They think you've had Tourette's.
Racism!
That poor guy.
That cracker that got Tourette's.
Also, if you're any black listeners out there, I'm just curious.
We want to know.
if that movie would be offensive at all.
Right?
Then or no.
True.
And
I mean, even like, it's not just with black people, because I remember like Speedy Gonzalez growing up on this shit, and you go back and watch it.
Warner Brothers can't even show like 20% of their catalog anymore because it's racist.
That's why I'm racist.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, that makes sense. So
that
racist,
make a lot of sense.
Nah, the fucking Lego.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's me and everybody's a fucking idiot.
But at least they like they were racist, but at least they went to like every race. I mean, you had Pepe Le Pew, the Frenchman.
Right.
Then the redneck would definitely be, what's his name?
Yosemite Sam.
Well, I was also going to say the chicken.
Oh,
he was real South. Yeah. Like, Yosemite Sam was more like Southeast. He's
Confederate.
You know?
Yosemite Sam was Confederate.
Yeah, so totally. they went everywhere. Hat. So it was equal opportunity racism or something like that.
It was just a different time, you know? Like the 80s, I think everybody was distracted by so many other things. Like there was technology and there was
money.
There was a lot of money. And then toys.
Cocaine.
Toys.
I was just going to say lots of coke.
was a lot of coke. There was also a lot of toys. Like the 80s was like when toys kind of really took off.
Technology started showing, and then also
TV. So it was when cable was introduced, MTV marketing got like,
that is true.
Bonkers. Because they used to.
I want my MTV.
Yeah, and marketing used to be towards.
And video
moms.
Killed the radio star.
Yeah, so like remember in the 50s and 60s, you know, like Mad Men or whatever, it was towards families or whatever. The 80s was the first time they start marketing to kids and saying basically, whine to your parents until you get what you want. And that was the generation
That's
of like.
That's what I got when I watched fucking MTV. All I got was like, fuck you, parents, give me my toys.
Give me my coke and hookers.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But anyway, so I think it'd be an interesting look back at, you know, our history and how racist we actually are.
The good old 80s.
good old racism.
When America was great.
I remember I was just getting into my 30s back in the 80s. It was good times. It was the best of times, and it was the best of times.
We should send Miss Thang as blackface into one of these stores around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh,
I would get beat. Anyway, I would get so beat.
Try to get a haircut.
Good times.
Try to get a haircut.
I'll just get a nice kind of curl it up a little more.
See, you got to let your hair curl, and then you can do blackface, and then go get the haircut.
You look like no such thing. Yeah. It looks cute.
Does not. Boy.
You look like no such thing.
My hair. Lily said I look like a black boy.
You look like no such thing. It looks cute.
Does not.
Oh, come on. It really suits you.
Besides, it's just a perm. Your hair will grow again.
It's a perm.
It's not like you're really black.
Everyone says I look.
You're better than that. You're really black.
Dude, that
Sammy
is so racist.
Junior?
So, that's 80s.
I don't know how this kind of stuff, like.
What was that advertising for?
I don't know.
That was a Fantastic Sam's commercial.
I don't know.
That was for Supercuts.
I don't know where that came from, to be honest. It is just crazy. It's from YouTube. It says, let's see, telling her that she looked like a. That was a girl? Everyone's telling her she looked like. Everyone says she looked like a black person. It was swiped off of an old PBS special.
Oh, wow. God. Very informative.
Was that on Reading Rainbow or what?
No, this was back in the day.
Wow, PBS.
That's crazy. That was
that was crazy. Well,
that's when Foghorn Leghorn used to be
the
CEO.
But at least you weren't actually black. That's terrible.
Jesus.
And, but what I'm saying is, like,
you're not black. You're better than that.
There was so much. What's crazy is, like, I don't remember all that racism growing up. Feeling like it was super racist. Mm-hmm. And now I look back, I'm like, wow, it's like, that's hardcore racism right there. But it's.
Well,
just,
I kind of remember.
I think
though.
Because.
Really?
Maybe I was because I was a little bit older.
Maybe because you're 30.
Yeah, because you're older. All the older like folk four. In our families were racist. So.
That's true. That's
all
true.
The older generation, older, that's right? Mm-hmm. Like our grandparents are mm-hmm. fucking racist. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah, maybe they didn't. They didn't teach so us about, like, that's a bad thing.
They're like, look at the fucking Foghorn. It's fucking racist. It's good stuff.
It's funny.
Why they got a pretty pretty rata?
It was funny, man.
Fucking mouse.
Fucking mouse.
Fucking mouse.
Fucking mouse, not speedy. Hey, okay.
Okay. All right, man.
What do we got?
Wake up, son.
What's up? What's next? Where are we at?
Oh, we were doing so good, too.
Oh, is this actually like an order?
No, it's not.
Oh, I was. Oh, okay. So, anyways, are you guys. Got a question for you guys. Are you guys into shitting your pants?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right?
One of my favorite activities.
Right?
It depends what I ate.
The satisfaction you get from wiping afterwards.
Like,
right?
If I'm going to get, like, is it going to be snickery?
The
after?
Squatty potty.
Well, whatever kind of, like, what if something scares you?
Like dry, like a bean curd.
Right? That's usually the scared shit.
Like,
right,
would I poop out a Snickers bar?
Yes.
It's
just
like
that.
Rabbit poop.
Or like an Almond Joy.
Or is it like bird? Like birdie stuff?
Birdie.
Yeah, see, I'm not down.
No. Birdie. Actually, I wasn't prepared yet, but there's
why did I laugh?
This whole time I was pointing there and I thought you were getting ready.
Really? Oh, fuck. No. But, anyways.
You saw something's wrong with your arm.
I thought you were having a heart attack, actually. I was like, shit, his arm's cramping up.
Right arm.
Is he sweaty?
Right side. What's that acronym for stroke?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Smile or something. It's like, can they, like,
smile now, die later.
Damn. I can't remember nothing tonight.
Smile now, die later.
So the reason I ask about shit in your pants is because a lot of times some things could be legitimately scary and almost make you think you're going to shit your pants. And supposedly there is a new documentary out going by the name of Sir No Face that... is like absolute proof that ghosts exist, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Sir, what's it?
Sir No Face.
Okay.
And just to give you a little premise, just real quick, and I'll play a little clip from the trailer, but apparently the Australian government is actually verifying this, which, you know, governments
Australian
don't usually
government.
Get behind paranormal activity.
Is it like the Chilean government that was the this, whole UFO thing? Did you see that?
No.
I heard about that. Was that
was
were
it
they,
Chile?
What?
I Navy?
Think, yes.
And
so.
They
yeah,
saw
yeah.
a UFO and they filmed it.
Huh, interesting.
It is. Yeah. But they had to make up some bullshit, though, didn't they? Later, it was like only later that.
I guess because I had too many tamales. That's what. And I had the nuts on the sheep and I got fucking.
Did you say I humped on the sheep?
I got
on
the sheep.
I humped on
and
the
I
sheep.
And I got fucking seasick and I saw a pinch of UFO.
Should I play this through here? Or
yeah.
You have something played? Okay. So I'm going to play this little clip and just.
Why don't you plug in the thing so you can hook up?
Oh, fine.
Do you got a thing? Oh.
Hold on.
So the guy who's making this, have you guys heard of a name? A guy named Chad Kalick. Does that sound familiar? He's pretty well known in the paranormal world.
David Icke?
Not David Icke. He's an author.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
Is he though?
But is he?
So Chad Kalick is the guy making this documentary, and he kind of talks about how he got involved with it, which I'll start right here.
Okay.
Are we good? Here we go. Let's see.
6 hours ago, a guy that I befriended about a year ago named Craig Powell sent me several pieces of film of events, strange things that he captured. The reason I'm so tired right now is because I have watched this footage for 6 hours straight. Either Craig and his team have pulled off one of the most advanced, complex hoaxes that the paranormal field has ever known.
or the footage that I'm looking at, if this footage is real, and I will find out if it is, then Craig has definitively proven that ghosts exist.
You believe in ghosts?
I believe that there is strange stuff out there. Whether you want to call it a ghost, a spirit, I don't know what they are. That's what we're trying to figure out.
So whether you believe it or you're a skeptic, when spooky things happen, who are you going to call? This guy, ghost hunter Craig Powell from Western Sydney Paranormal Research. G'day, Craig.
Morning. On February 22nd, 2013, the Australian government emailed civilian Craig Powell with an unusual request.
So you're out there debunking ghost claims?
Well, we try to. We always look for a rational explanation before we look into the paranormal stuff.
Due to countless ghost sightings reported on the government-owned grounds of Sydney Harbour's Cockatoo Island, Powell was offered unlimited, around-the-clock access to the island in order to conduct an extensive paranormal investigation to determine if past claims of paranormal activity could be discounted or substantiated.
I need to be in that situation. I need to be there. I need to know the surrounding environment. What we need to do is we need to be on site and we need to have a look at it properly for ourselves.
Interested in the paranormal claims and aware of Cockatoo Island's dark past as a convict prison, Powell accepted the offer to lead his team in what would become the first paranormal investigation in history to be officially sanctioned by the Australian government.
What we're trying to do is figure out what it is, why it's happening, how it happens, why some people see it, why some people don't see it.
The WSPR investigation would last nearly 2 years, in which the activity experienced and the evidence captured would change the lives of all involved forever. As Powell and his team were unaware from the onset of the investigation that someone, something, an entity was waiting for them.
Same things, but it was at the exactly the same time. Oh,
fuck! Jesus Christ!
An entity that allowed its voice to be heard. An entity that would reveal its own name. An entity that on countless occasions allowed its unique abilities to be filmed.
Oh, shit!
There were no shadows. It didn't cast shadows when it flashed. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen with my own eyes.
And before the investigation came to a close, this entity did something completely unexpected. From only feet in front of a recording camera, the entity decided to show Craig and his team exactly what a ghost really looks like.
They're not going to show it? Not in the trailer.
God damn it, I gotta watch it now.
Damn! That's pretty good.
So Chad Kalick, I mean, his whole perspective on it, though, he's always trying to debunk shit.
Yeah.
That was his whole point of going there. He's, like, trying to disprove that this is real. He's good friends with the top CGI animator in Hollywood, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he did like Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, you know, this dude's like the top of the fucking game, and he had him review the footage. You know, is there any kind of CGI work? Is there any kind of, you know, special effects going on? And he's like, if it is, they're like years beyond me. And
wait, but what did he know though? Didn't he shoot it?
Who?
Where does this footage come from?
No, he's talking about the guy that's producing the movie.
Yeah, Chad Kalick. Okay. So, and he got this footage.
I was like, the guy shot it and then was like, can you prove if there's any CGI on this? Like, well, you did just shoot it. Did you use CGI? No, I didn't. Proven.
Boom, stamped.
What's the name of the guy who did the film?
So, he says at the beginning who it is, and it's like some paranormal team that back out in Australia that did a lot of the initial footage. And I think in Chad Kalick's video and his documentary, I think he gets footage as well. I'm not totally sure, though. I haven't been able to see it.
I want to see it.
And the thing is, though, he's being like total tight ass with it. He's not releasing it or doing any distribution deal. So he's literally carrying the film with him around the world, showing it. It was,
wow.
I found out about it too late. It was showing in San Diego in July.
Bitch.
Yeah. and he's been in Australia showing it, so I don't know.
Hopefully it'll come back.
I'm sure it will eventually.
I definitely want to see it. Did anybody else, the guy who's narrating sounds really familiar.
That's Chad Kalick. Yeah, he's like he's done tons of stuff.
Okay, then I guess I must have seen him something because that was way too familiar to me.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's real known, well known paranormal documentarian. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm sold. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, that, right? Yeah,
for sure. Wow.
But are they gonna do like the whole movie and at the end you get those couple clips?
I don't know. Well, in the trailer, because the trailer I was just playing is actually like 8.5 minutes. You do see some of the shit. Like it's because there's, you know, this old prison. There's no electricity. It's not powered up anymore. And you see the footage of the room fucking just lighting up. There's no power to the place. It's like bright, intense. And they're talking about it. It's so bright that even with your eyes closed, it just like hurts your eyes.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm on their Facebook page trying to find out more. But
yeah, my friend, he's been trying to email him direct, Chad Kalick, on his website. Yeah? Like, nice. He's like, dude, can I see it? But they're not even replying to him.
Sir No Face Lives is their... Sir No Face Movie is their Facebook.
Wow, so
paranormal. Yeah. They have a podcast, Paranormal Radio. Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to the official launch of it's called Paramerican Radio. Officially launches on February 1st, 2017. Oh. So AGH Chad. I don't know what AGH stands for.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm not sure either. Mm-hmm. Also, he was on
Chad Kalick's YouTube page. Tell somebody.
Chad Kalick, he was on a podcast called The Fighter and the Kid. Have you guys heard of that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've heard of it, right? So if you want to check out his interview, it was episode 196, and he talks about the film, gives a little bit more insight about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just, you know, if you're jonesing for something now, again, he's being a tight ass with it, so.
He posted on Facebook on January 7th this year, "Hello, my friends. I have a question for you. What U.S. cities should we host two of the new Sir No Face screening events? Suggestions?"
Oh, you know it's going to come to Orange, L.A.
California. L.A., baby.
It'll come to L.A. for sure then.
26 comments. Netflix. Sacramento. Netflix. Salt Lake City. New Bern, North Carolina. San Diego. Come on, please. Netflix. Oklahoma City. Charleston. Fresno. Lawrence, Kansas.
No L.A. yet.
Denver. Seattle. St. Paul. Dayton. St. Paul, Denver, Cleveland, San Diego, Austin, Chicago.
What the fuck?
How's there no LA in that?
I wonder if people just don't know about it.
That's why I put LA, then it has to come over here.
Hey, share it to our...
I will. All right, if you're listening, go on this page and type in Los Angeles.
And if you're bored, just keep going to their page and just keep typing LA.
Not the Hollywood area, like downtown. It's easier to park.
Changing my answer.
Yeah. It's all based around his parking needs.
Long Beach.
Downtown is easier to park?
Than Hollywood? Yes.
Long Beach.
They're both terrible.
No, I'll put Los Angeles.
Let's put fucking...
Long Beach, actually.
Rancho Santa Margarita.
I go back to San Diego.
San Diego. I could do San Diego.
I'm going to put three votes.
That. You're pretty close to San Diego, aren't you, in comparison to us?
Not really.
No?
Better than St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, fuck St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay.
Well, there you go, guys. That's going to wrap up our little first episode of Potty Mouse.
Oh, is it?
We found something.
No, I didn't.
Oh, then
what did you say? But I'm going to let His Holiness here give out all the info that needs to be given out.
Yeah.
Okay. As I mentioned before, I think I mentioned it before, we are barely getting started. This is our first episode. We're going to be available.
In
the John and Ivan show. So if you don't know, this is our last episode of the John and Ivan show. There was some mention of this podcast being created. We have a Facebook page. So if you're listening, you have found us. Thank you for finding us. Like us and share our page so that your friends can like us too. We are Potty Mouth Podcast on Facebook. We'll be on Stitcher as well. The Potty Mouth Podcast will be
mouth
with an F.
MOUFS.
So we are speech impediment friendly. We also are going to be on iTunes. So go on there, give us a review, thumbs up on Stitcher. And also, we have an email. It is pottymouthpodcast@gmail.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice.
So lots of contact information. All this will also be posted on our Facebook page. Also, when you do like our page, go on to the Sir No Face post that I'm going to put on there right now and add Los Angeles.
Yeah, type it a lot.
Type it a lot. Let's bring it over.
And also be sure to participate in the Who's Gonna Die First, our Deadpool.
Don't forget, well, Deadpool. Our Deadpool will be
recap
up there.
Recap that again. Who is it?
Vin Scully, age 89, Stan Lee, 94, or Betty White, 95. Who goes first? And try to give us an order, first, second, third, kind of like racing horses, you know? Not just who's going to show.
Is there a prize? What if? Oh, there's no, it's not really like a contest, though, huh?
No, but we could give out
but there prizes. Will be prizes to come.
Many. Yeah, we'll leave it open for a little while. Lives. If somebody gets it exactly right, maybe we can do a prize or something. We'll figure something out. Like I said, this is our first episode. There's a lot of room to grow here. So there may be T-shirts. There may be some other swag. We might figure out some way to reward you. But
we'll see.
Come and
see. Or there might not be. You never know.
Yeah.
True.
It took a lot just to get here today.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but, you know, good first episode, guys.
I think so.
Yeah,
awesome. Bravo. Bravo.
It's hanging right there.
Any final words, anyone? Anyone?
Any plugs or anything?
Sorry. No, I'm plug free, man. I got nothing.
I just want to say watch out for those squirrels.
Watch out for those squirrels.
All right.
Maybe next time we can call and ask.
Yeah, we're going to try to call Exeter. Exeter? We're going to try to call them again.
No, we're going to call another town.
We're not.
Another town with another issue.
Yeah. All right. That's what we'll do.
Any plugs? No.
No plugs. Go Long Beach.
Thanks for thanks for listening, and come back next time. We'll be back in a month from now, possibly, hopefully. We'll just see. So thanks for listening, and see you guys later.